This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes.
Tune in live each Sunday night
at joy.org.au.
My special guest on Bent Notes is a jazz vocalist who is completing her Year 12 VCE this year, and as part of her music investigation has formed her own quartet to study and perform the music of contemporary Australian female jazz artists. As a result of her commitment and enthusiasm, she's been selected to perform at this year's Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. It is my great pleasure to wish a very warm Bent Notes welcome for the very first time to Emma Christie. Welcome, Emma.
Hi, David. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, and what a fantastic way to celebrate your Year 12 achievements with a gig at the festival.
Yeah, it's great. It's sort of worked out so well. I've got my exam one week and the festival the next, so...
Well, as long as you don't turn the other way around, you'll be fine.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I understand that you put your quartet together this year as part of your VCE music investigation subject. Is this gig just another research opportunity for you?
Well, yeah. So at the start of the year, I decided I wanted to do this subject where I could pick a topic and follow it through for the year. And the big, you know, deciding exam is a performance that goes for about half an hour. My jazz festival performance opportunity is really just to showcase what I've worked on through the year, because it has been a lot of work and a lot of, like, I've done a lot of growing through it as well, learning all new types of music, and a lot of research has gone into it. So yeah, it is in some ways another research thing, but it's also a great way to finish it off and really showcase it.
It is a great opportunity in that regard. When you talk about music research, though, what does it actually mean? Because we're talking about music research through performance, I think, aren't we?
Yeah. So I listen to lots of performances and sort of analyse them and figure out, you know, ingredients of a great performance and try to put them into my own. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, demonstrate that and do it live, sort of.
A four-part question now, Emma. Your focus this year was Australian contemporary jazz vocalists. So yep. Who did you study and why did you choose to study them? And more importantly, what did you learn and how has it impacted your performance?
Some key artists I chose to study are Jian Slater, for sure. I love all of her work. Kristen Barati, people like Rita Satch, Olivia Tindamo, who are actually finalists of the National Vocal Awards this year. And then people like Diana Clark, Hedy Kate, Kate Wadey. Yeah, they're probably my main artists of interest. And I chose them because I loved their music and I listened to them. And they were some key influential figures in the Australian jazz scene. And I tried to choose people and do their works because they were different and they showed different sides of jazz in Australia. So, for example, I'm doing a piece by Diana Clark, who is half Brazilian and half Australian, and her songs sort of emulate through the rhythm some of that real Brazilian, like, tango feel, but it's still in a very Australian way and it has those conventions of Australian music.
Were there things that you learned when you were studying these various musicians, and obviously they would all do some things differently, were there things that you discovered that weren't right for you?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy more contemporary jazz, you know, further away from swing and sort of trad jazz. I had to include a few swing songs and they're great. Like, I've got a great Kristen Barati one in there. I think I learned a lot about my voice and what really suits my voice through my subject this year. So in some ways it was more a stylistic thing, figuring out what these artists do, A, that I can't do because I'm still quite young and still learning, and B, just little, you know, habits, because everyone's got such a unique voice and things that really work for them, and some things that work for them just don't work for me. I couldn't scat like Olivia Tindamo, but I can, you know, emulate some of the tones of Gianna Kristen.
You've certainly got a list of vocalists there that do have some very different ways of singing, so I can understand what you're saying there about picking up different things from them. What was the best part about studying these amazing Australian vocalists?
I just have learnt so much. And really, paying attention to all the artists that I've seen. I've been to a lot of jazz festivals, especially living in Wangaratta.
Yeah, and I'm
so fortunate to have seen live most of these artists. I've just really enjoyed it. I can't put it in any other way. Just as a whole, I mean, it's been great.
Have you been able to meet any of them?
I had an online sort of call with Jian when I first started, because she's definitely probably my most influential artist personally. Like, I've grown a lot out of listening to her, and I sort of picked her brain a little bit and got a few tips off her of, you know, what sort of techniques I should be using and exercises I should do to develop my voice in this way. Because jazz is like, it's such a tough style to sing, and I've always sung, you know, a little bit of jazz here and there, but this year I really honed in on it. So definitely getting advice from her, as well as my music teacher and everything else.
Now, I understand that you grew up with music from an early age. Mm-hmm. Do you still love SingStar?
I do still love SingStar. I, believe it or not, I figured out that I could sing from SingStar.
Did you really?
I really did. I was playing SingStar. My neighbours and I, oh gosh, I'm going back in my memories now. We used to play GarageBand in my rumpus room, and I always was the singer. And I just remember saying to my mum, like, I can really sing. And I would have been like 8 or 9, and she would have, you know, said to me, oh, yeah, sure, sweetie. And then I just was relentless and, mum, can I please get singing lessons? So, yeah, I love SingStar and GarageBand. It's where it all started for me.
Oh, that is superb.
Yeah, and I played classical piano from probably when I was 6, I started that. So I'd already had, you know, musical knowledge, and I was sort of grew up on it, which I think is a really great thing. But yeah, my singing didn't start until I was a bit older.
Do you still play piano?
Yeah, I do. I did my grade 6 exam, and I'm working on my grade 7 at the moment. And I play trumpet for my my high school stage band as well. I'm not the best trumpeter, but it's a lot of fun and it's a good time.
Well, that's the important thing. It is to have fun.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's why I love playing, you know, other instruments, not just singing all the time, is to have fun. And when you're singing, it's often, you know, the attention is sort of on you. And I love being a trumpeter and just standing in the back kind of, and, you know, having a good time and interacting with other people more.
I suppose playing the trumpet means you could become another Vince Jones.
I don't know about that with my skills, but.
Well, there's always time though.
There is. I've had plenty of time to practice my trumpet skills.
Now, a very important question, is music going to be your career?
Yeah, well, I got some exciting news. I have the opportunity to study music at Monash next year, which was, you know, always a goal of mine. So
congratulations.
Hopefully, thank you. I've still got to get my ATAR, but the audition was great and that process was good. So hopefully I can always see performing in my future. I'd love to move to Melbourne, which will be next year, and join a band or form a band, because, you know, living in a rural area, there has been opportunities, and I'm definitely grateful for those opportunities. But to meet more people who are interested in, I guess, the styles I'm interested in is something I'm so excited for in my future. Music's in my future.
Monash are certainly a very busy uni from a musical perspective.
They are.
Where do you reckon you'll be in 10 years' time from a musical perspective? Do you have an objective, an aim?
At the moment, there isn't a music school in my town anymore. And I really want to be able to give people the opportunities that I've had. And it has been a little bit harder to source those opportunities. But I've always wanted to come back to my hometown at some point and open my own music school. So, yeah, that's hopefully I have maybe a music school in 10 years. Maybe I'll still be in Melbourne. I don't know. But hopefully doing something I really enjoy.
Well, it's a good objective. We might check in with you a couple of times over the next 10 years and find out how you're going.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Getting There starts on November 1 with your performance at the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues in the community program.
Yeah.
What a thrill to be invited to participate in the festival.
I'm so excited. It's always, I've performed it on the community stage at the Jazz Festival, I think every year since I was 11. So, you know, it's not new to me, but it is never less exciting. It's always such a thrill and to show people in the community what I've worked on, because, you know, my friends and family can come and see. And this year it is a bit more exciting for me, being a bit older and having worked really, really hard on this program that I've got going. I'm just super excited to be at the Wang Festival again.
Who's going to be accompanying you on November 1?
So I've got Mark Bolzius as my pianist. He's a piano tuner locally, so he's well known and very in the music scene in town. And then I've got Michaela Rumbelow, who is a great bass player. She's goes to my high school, same as Jake Molinaro, who is the drummer for my quartet. And yeah, that's the four of us.
I look forward to watching and listening on November 1. I reckon it's time to hear something of your own music. What have you got for us?
I've got a song that a group of my friends and I recorded at a program called Cool Schools. And what this program is, your school goes down to Melbourne and records an album, and lots of other schools do this, so it's sort of a competition that they name the coolest school. And Wangaratta High School didn't win the coolest school, but my group did win the best cover award with this song called Atticus.
Oh, wow.
It's by the Northern Folk, who are from Albury sort of and Melbourne, so again, kind of local. They are such a great group, and they fuse folk styles with, I guess, a bit of jazz. There's some like a 4 or 5 piece horn section in this song, so it's a good chance for us to, you know, have a bit of fun there.
A little big band.
A little big band, it is.
What a great way to do things when you're talking jazz. Love big bands.
It.
Emma Christie, congratulations on your inclusion in the festival program. My best wishes to you for a fun and successful online show on November 1 as part of the free community program. Tickets are available from wangarattajazz.com. Really do thank you for taking your time out and having a chat with me here on Bent Notes.
Thank you, David. It's been great.
My special guest has been Emma Christie, jazz vocalist, performing at the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues on November 1. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. Let's enjoy Atticus from Emma Christie.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.